WMISFM, the river. Continue our final Beaver Fever Friday. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings today. Big thanks to the staff here at B-Dubs for bringing us an endless supply of wings and even a little bit of rabbit food that I've been eating today. We continue with BSU Men's Golf. Aaron Leintz, a senior out of Bagley, is now joining us. Aaron, congratulations on what's been a great career here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
When I think of great golfers and where they come from, I'm sorry, but Bagley isn't going to be real high on my list. What is it about your youth and growing up in the game that has led you to what you were able to accomplish here?
Well, I had good people to follow, actually. John Carlson, who head coaches at the U, he just lived right down the street from me. So it was nice to have someone there who was obviously a very good golfer and kind of shoot for his records, I guess you'd say. But, yeah, I don't know. Small town. Just went to a golf course, rode my bike there, and played as much as I could.
Does it help you being from northern Minnesota to know what it takes to play golf in northern Minnesota once you guys start up the season, especially in the spring when it's so darn early?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it kind of stinks because when you go to college, you think that you're going to be able to play more outside, I guess. But I don't know. It does help when you travel and the weather's bad, especially. I think that's when we have our biggest advantage because a lot of the players are from northern Minnesota, so we're used to it.
The program here at BSU has certainly made strides in the last decade or so, certainly with Coach Niskanen and now with Coach Ekron Miller. How much have you learned about the game since you've come here?
Well, I learned that you never know what you're going to get on the road. And it's kind of funny because you look at scores and when you're coming into the school and you're thinking, oh, I can shoot those scores, no problem, you know. But when you travel, you just don't know what you're going to get. So I guess I've learned that be ready for anything when you travel.
What do you use as motivation when you're out on a course?
A lot of personal pride. That comes into factor quite a bit because you never really want to give up. And team pride, too. I mean, you never want to give up for the team. So I guess when you're playing bad, then, yeah, I really try and grind it out no matter what because, you know, I know the guys that are out there playing beside me are doing the same thing.
Golf is a unique sport in that it is a team sport, but it's also strictly an individual. I mean, you don't get to play with any of your other teammates as you're out on the course, but you know, obviously as you're walking down one fairway, may see them a hole or two behind you or in front of you. How much do you get a chance to cheer on your teammates?
Well, it depends.
As the tournament's going on.
Right, it depends on the course. Some courses, the holes run right next to each other, so you get to see them quite a bit, and then some courses you go through the woods and you never really see them, so I guess it depends on, but when you do see them, then you try and give them little words of encouragement or whatnot.
Golf is to steal the term from the founders of the game, it's a gentleman's game. What's it like out on the course when you've got, you know, three other teams who are competing and you're out there on that hole with them, and what's it like, that interaction?
You know, it depends on what team you play with, too. Like, you make friends over the years, obviously. So, for example, in the conference tournament, I played with players that I played with for years. So it was a really fun atmosphere. And we're all kind of rooting for each other because we all like each other. But then if you're playing with someone you don't like, you might not really talk to them or say too much, but yeah, for the most part, it's pretty good.
Golf has been a sport that has policed itself over the years. I'm glad to hear that the USGA and the RNA over in Europe and Scotland, they're going to get rid of the TV viewers calling in to report rules violations. As a self-policing sport, what is that going to teach you in the real world as far as to how to go about life and how to go about business day to day?
Well, it just teaches you to be honest, I guess. You know, you got to have a lot of, I'm not sure the right word for it, but you know, in golf, you could cheat anytime you wanted, really. I mean, because you're out there doing it by yourself, but I guess it teaches you how to be honest for sure.
Golf is a unique sport as well, that anybody who has the right handicap and goes to the qualifiers can go play the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
Is that a goal of yours, a dream of yours?
You know, I don't know if it's a dream of mine anymore. I might be taking a different route just working, but yeah, I'm never going to stop playing for sure and playing tournaments. So I guess every time I tee it up, I want to win. That's the goal.
What are some of your favorite courses that you played?
Oh, man, a lot of them. A couple courses down in Brainerd. The Legacy course is very nice. The Jewel in southern Minnesota is very nice. I got to play down in Arizona. We played the University of Arizona's golf course. I can't remember the name of that, but that was a real treat. And then I think it's Desert Mountain also is an awesome course down in Arizona.
What is your major? What do you hope to do once the real world starts calling?
Sure. Sport management was my major, minor in business, and a coaching certificate. I'm planning on working at a golf course. Sport management was my major, but I'm kind of taking the turf management route. So hopefully working at a golf course and someday coaching golf and possibly hockey.
Close to home or someplace where grass is a little easier to grow?
Not sure yet. I'm going to be experiencing a little different weather because I've got an internship out east, so I'll be doing that, and I think that's going to give me a pretty good idea of what I'm going to want to do.
You and Cody Cook, one of your teammates, were pretty much the 1-2 in the results virtually every single tournament since he walked on campus. He's a little bit younger than you are, but how much pride do you have, I guess, for lack of a better word, that you were able to be around and help him, and how much did he help you?
Well, we play a very similar style of game, so that's kind of nice. And when you talk through the golf course, we pretty much hit the same clubs everywhere, so it's definitely nice to have that. And he pushes me because he hits the ball further than me, so that's the personal pride coming in too.
Ekren just announced his incoming freshman for next year. Do you like the direction that the program is going, or are you happy that you were a part of that ascent?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, it's tough getting golfers up here, especially because if they're already from south of here, they know what the weather's like. But I think Ekren's doing a good job recruiting, and I don't really know any of the players that are coming in because I never played with them, you know, but I think they're going to be a good fit from what I've heard.
Thanks for making Northern Minnesota home. Thanks for sticking close to home and making Bemidji State as big of a part of your life as it has been. So,
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Aaron Lyne, senior out of Bagley, the men's golf team with us today. Our final Beaver Fever Friday. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings until 2 right here on the Beaver Radio Network.